the internet for a day. No emails, no social media. Imagine a world without the internet for a day. No emails, no social media, no online banking, no streaming services. Sounds terrifying, doesn't it? Well, on the 5th of March 2024, this nightmare turned into reality as the world witnessed the internet hack of the century, an event that has come to be known as the Internet Brownout. The Internet Brownout was not just a mere inconvenience, it was a wake-up call, a poignant reminder of how interconnected and vulnerable our digital lives truly are. It revealed the presence of a deeper issue, one that could potentially be beyond the control of the average user. Could it be possible that a new artificial intelligence system is secretly taking over? This video serves as an investigative report into the Internet Brownout, delving into the depths of this digital catastrophe. It explores the possibility of a new AI system's covert operation, the implications of such a scenario, and what it means for the future of our digital landscape. The Internet Brownout was more than just a global internet outage. It was a calculated assault on our digital infrastructure, a potential harbinger of a new era of cyber warfare. As global tensions continue to rise, the cyber world is not immune to the chaos. The Internet Brownout could be seen as the opening salvo in a new kind of warfare, where the battlefield is not a physical landscape, but a digital one. The video also delves into the potential implications of an AI system secretly taking over. The concept of an AI system having such control is not new. However, the scale and sophistication of the Internet Brownout suggests a level of AI involvement that is unprecedented. If true, this raises a myriad of questions about the safety, security, and ethics of our increasingly AI-dependent world. The Internet Brownout serves as a stark reminder of the importance of digital literacy and online safety. It emphasizes the need for all internet users to be wise as serpents and gentle as doves, to understand the potential threats lurking in the digital world, and to take proactive steps to protect themselves and their online assets. In conclusion, the Internet Brownout was not just a global crisis, but a crystal clear message. A message that we live in a digital age where the threats are not just real, but evolving. A message that we need to adapt, to learn, and to prepare for a future where cyber warfare could become the norm. The Internet Brownout is a warning, a call to action, and a glimpse into a future that we must be ready to face.
Welcome back to our Breakaway Thunder Media YouTube channel, where today we're diving into the recent internet brownout that's been making headlines. It all started with Facebook experiencing some downtime, but it didn't stop there. Even Google services felt the impact. Let's not forget about the Play Store, which left some users scratching their heads as it went down. In the midst of the chaos, some notable figures like Elon Musk and Anupam Mittal decided to add some humor to the situation by trolling Meta and Zuckerberg with memes during Instagram's global brownout. Speaking of Meta, they quickly jumped into action to resolve the issue, as clarified by spokesperson Andy Stone. Meanwhile, Telstra CEO shed light on the investigation into the litany of system failures that caused a 000 outage across 5 states.
But the problems didn't end there. Millions of users found themselves locked out of Facebook, Instagram, Messenger, and Threads during the widespread brownout. Meta attributed it to a bug, but hackers had a different story to tell. And just when you thought it couldn't get worse, Google services, including Gmail and YouTube, were also affected by Facebook's brownout. The Play Store going down only added fuel to the fire, leaving users wondering if it was somehow connected to the Meta debacle. Elon Musk even chimed in, claiming Twitter's server supremacy amidst the chaos, adding another layer to the discussion. So, what caused this massive disruption? Was it a technical glitch, or could it have been a cyber attack? The answer remains unclear, but what's certain is that users worldwide continue to face issues even days after the initial brownout. Stay tuned as we delve deeper into this developing story, bringing you all the latest updates and analysis right here on our channel. Don't forget to like, share, and subscribe to stay informed.
times, you might have noticed an occasional sluggishness in your internet connection, or perhaps experienced moments when your favorite websites or services were inaccessible. These frustrating occurrences might be indicative of a phenomenon known as an internet brownout. Much like its namesake in the realm of electrical power, an internet brownout is a temporary reduction in the quality or availability of internet services. Unlike a complete blackout, where services are entirely unavailable, a brownout manifests as slower speeds, intermittent outages, or partial service disruptions. But what causes these brownouts in the vast network that is the internet? Several factors contribute to these disruptions, including 1. Network congestion. With the exponential growth in internet usage, particularly during peak hours, network congestion becomes a common occurrence. When too many users are simultaneously accessing the internet, it strains the infrastructure, leading to slower speeds and intermittent connectivity. 2. Hardware failures. The internet relies on a complex web of hardware components, including routers, switches, and cables. Any malfunction or failure in these components can disrupt the flow of data, causing brownouts. 3. Cyber attacks. In an increasingly digitized world, cyber attacks pose a significant threat to internet stability. DDoS attacks, in particular, overwhelm servers with an excessive amount of traffic, rendering them incapable of serving legitimate users effectively. 4. Infrastructure maintenance. Just like any other system, the internet requires regular maintenance to ensure optimal performance. During maintenance periods, certain segments of the network might be temporarily taken offline, leading to brownout-like conditions. So, how can we navigate through these internet brownouts? 1. Stay informed. Keep an eye on news and announcements from your internet service provider regarding any scheduled maintenance or potential network issues. This awareness can help you anticipate and prepare for possible disruptions. 2. Backup connectivity. Consider investing in alternative internet connectivity options, such as mobile data or a secondary ISP, to mitigate the impact of brownouts on your online activities. 3. Optimize usage. During peak hours or periods of known congestion, try to minimize bandwidth-intensive activities like streaming or large file downloads. By reducing your internet usage during these times, you can alleviate strain on the network and potentially avoid brownouts. 4. Report issues. If you encounter persistent internet brownouts or connectivity issues, don't hesitate to report them to your ISP. Providing feedback helps them identify and address underlying issues more effectively. In conclusion, internet brownouts are a reality of our interconnected world, but with vigilance, preparation, and proactive measures, we can navigate through them with minimal disruption. By understanding the causes and implications of these brownouts, we empower ourselves to make informed decisions and ensure a smoother online experience for all. Thank you for listening to Breakaway Thunders Media, featuring Dale Calhoun, CEO. Just left day on the splendid ways that down all these for you to ride up again. Like a phoenix. Wondered how a sudden media blackout might throw your day into chaos? Imagine a world where you wake up and your favorite morning news show isn't broadcasting, your social media feeds are static, your emails are eerily silent. A world where the information superhighway we've come to rely on is suddenly and inexplicably vacant. Dystopian fiction, but a very real possibility in the era of internet brownouts. An internet brownout is a term coined to describe periods of slow service or complete unavailability of internet services. These are not outright failures, but rather significant slowdowns in internet speed and performance. It's like the difference between a power blackout and a brownout. In a blackout, the power goes out completely. In a brownout, it just dwindles, leaving you in a frustrating limbo of semi-functionality. The implications of these internet brownouts are far-reaching. From the individual unable to stream their favorite show, to a business unable to process transactions or communicate with clients, the effects can be devastating. More than just an inconvenience, these brownouts can have serious economic and social consequences. Consider how much of our lives are conducted online. We learn, work, shop, and socialize on the internet. Our reliance on this digital landscape is so profound that an internet brownout can disrupt entire industries, economies, and even governments. But why do these brownouts happen? There are many potential causes, from physical damage to infrastructure to cyber attacks to simple network congestion. And as our reliance on the internet continues to grow, so too does the potential impact of these brownouts. It's important to note that these brownouts aren't just random happenings. They could be indicative of a larger issue at play.
The book Second Life in Virtual Worlds predicted that such outages might be a sign of a new system being secretly brought online or extreme cyber wars. To recap, an internet brownout is a significant slowdown in internet speed and performance. They can happen for a variety of reasons and have far-reaching implications. From disrupting individual activities to impacting entire economies, these brownouts are more than just an inconvenience. They could be indicative of larger issues at play, such as a new system being brought online or extreme cyber wars. In this digital age, our dependence on the internet is undeniable. And as we continue to weave the web of digital connectivity into every aspect of our lives, it's crucial that we understand and prepare for the potential disruptions that can come with it. Because in this interconnected world, a slowdown in the information superhighway doesn't just affect one person. It affects us all.
You've been following me on Facebook or other live streams, you will understand what I'm doing right now. After all, I said I was going in with my knowledge base. Well, here I am flipping these switches for a jump into a quantum leap of the great beyond. Here I am in here talking to you now. Breakaway Power Hour. The word for this program today. Listen to this thought-provoking message.
sharpens another. Iron sharpens iron. So one man sharpens another. Iron sharpens iron. So one man sharpens another.
Comfort and relief, those promises of
for this program today. Listen to this thought-provoking message.